was reading an article the other day, and within it, the following paragraph was in writing, and it was discussing it. And it says, "We emphasize stewardship. God's people are stewards of his gifts, including our resources of time, energy, and finances. He calls us to share generously what he has given us to further the gospel and to serve others, just as he has been generous in grace towards us. Many members practice tithing and giving of offerings as a form of Christian stewardship and worship." So I thought, hang on a minute, many members tithing and offering, that would imply that it's no longer commanded for all of us. So as a steward within the church context, are we allowed to choose how to administer the stewardship of gifts? Or has the giving of offerings been done away with? So this afternoon, I just want to look at whether or not, as stewards, we have to give an offering. The word steward is Strong's number 3623, and I'll apologise in advance for the pronunciation. It's oikonomos, or oikonomos. The definition of steward is the manager of household or of household affairs, especially a steward, manager, or superintendent, whether freeborn or, as was usually the case, a freed man or a slave, to whom the head of the house or proprietor has entrusted the management of his affairs, the care of receipts and expenditures, and the duty of dealing out the proper portion to every servant, and even the children not yet of age. It also lists a couple of other definitions: the manager of a farm or landed estate, the superintendent of the city's finances, or in the case of the church, the apostles or other Christian teachers and overseers. And the word's used 10 times with this spelling, steward is 8 times, and chamberlain once, and governor of once. So just to set the scene on just how important it is as a steward to get things right, please turn with me to Luke 12, where the parable of the faithful servant is discussed. Luke 12, and starting in verse 39, just sets the scene, as I say, just how important it is to make sure that as stewards we dispense with our duties correctly. So just cutting into the context here, verse 39. "But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect." Verse 31. "Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all the people? And the Lord said, Who then is a faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is the servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, My master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the men servant and maid servants, and to eat and drink with the drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and he will cut him in two and appoint his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes." So it is talking to those who know his master's will and did not prepare themselves, and did not do according to what they had been instructed. It is talking to us and those who have had the truth revealed to them, who know exactly what we should be doing. So we can see a steward is someone who has to carry out what his master has entrusted to him. He has the authority within the household to direct the servants and the children of the household underage. He is to carry out those instructions on a day-to-day basis in the manner that he sees fit, as long as he complies with the instructions that are given to him. For example, Mr. Bowles is the steward or the pastor for us. He has to ensure, as commanded, that we have Sabbath services each week. But it does not say that they should be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 10 o'clock in the morning. It is Mr. Bowles's authority to set the time, as long as it is in accordance with the spirit of the instructions that are given. But Mr. Bowles does not have the authority in the winter months to set the time for the sermon to be after sunset on the Saturday. That is not within his remit as steward. So, where no explicit instructions are given, the steward has the authority to make the decisions in accordance with the spirit of the instructions that are given. Now, the master of the house obviously has the right to change what duties he gives to his servants and his steward. So it's been said by most traditional churches that now we're under the new covenant, the holy days and the sacrifices and the offerings are done away with. The master of the house has changed what duties the steward should do. Now, we heard last week Mr. Armstrong in the sermon that he gave on the 12th of April 1985, and again this morning, talking about it was not the holy days and the Sabbaths that were done away with, but the physical ritual observances. So does this physical ritual observance include the offerings on a holy day? If you turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians 15, because here we see explained to us, moreover, brethren, in verse 1, I declare to you that the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So Christ's sacrifice paid in full the penalty for our sins, replacing the animal sacrifices, the ritual observances that were in place prior to that time. His sacrifice did not replace our offerings that we are commanded to give. If you turn with me, please, also to Malachi 3. Malachi 3 and in verse 7. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? In verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. And the word offering here is Strong's word 08641, and it's teruma. Again, I apologize for pronunciation, but the definition is contribution, offering, a heave offering, any offering to God, an offering of grain of money, etc., and contribution. It is not referring to the sacrifices, the animal sacrifices, that Christ's sacrifice, paying the penalty for sin, replaced. So that we can see that if we are not tithing and if we are not giving offerings, we are stealing from God. As faithful stewards, prior to Christ's sacrifice, the steward had to discharge his duties, which included sacrifices, the giving of offerings, and the keeping of the holy days, as was set out by the master of the house at that time. After Christ's sacrifice, the Lord and the head of the house changed the responsibilities. But we still have to be very clear on what has been changed. We still have to gather together on the holy days and the Sabbaths. They are still in force. We still have to give an offering. It is the animal sacrifices that Christ's sacrifice replaced. As stewards of the house, we are not allowed to pick and choose the instructions that we have to obey. And as was listed in Luke 12, the importance is very, very clear and explicit in ensuring that we do get it correct. So in conclusion, a steward has duties. They are given to him by the Lord and the master of the house. He must carry them out. He has the authority to dispense those duties in accordance of the instructions and the spirit of the instructions that his master has given to him. And a steward has to ensure that he understands, if his master changes those instructions, that he understands what has been changed. So, in closing, we'll turn to Deuteronomy 16. Deuteronomy 16, 16, an offering announcement without this is... Deuteronomy 16, 16. 3 times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses. At the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is today, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings the Lord your God has given to you. So let us continue as the wise and faithful stewards who will one day stand before Christ and be told, "Well done, good and faithful servants." And we will give up an offering as we are commanded now. And whilst the offering is being taken up, we will hear Psalm 138, "I will praise you with my being," being sung to us by Mrs. Paula Henderson.